Hey, Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. I hope you guys are doing well. Deuteronomy 4, 1 through 49, Psalm 40, 1 through 5, Proverbs 10, 6 through 8, Luke 5, 21 through chapter 6, verse 11. That's going to be the scriptures that's going to get us through the Bible in a year if you'll continually follow that. Today we're going to be talking about God has the biggest part. Our focal passage is going to come from Psalm 40, verse 2, that says, He set my feet on the rock, making my steps secure. The more we are acquainted with the way the deer functions in its natural habitat, the more clearly we can see the spiritual lessons that God wants us to learn. When a male deer, the hart, is a wonderful example of sure-footedness. Still more wonderful is the female, the hind. Those who have watched it leading its young behind the hidden fastness of a mountain peak say is the most perfect example of the physical coordination to God, or that God has ever made. Why is this physical coordination so important? When the deer moves upward over a steep mountain slope, it proceeds by leaping from one spot to another. So it needs to be certain that its back feet will land on something solid. By positioning its front feet on something secure, it instinctively knows that if its rear feet land there also, it will proceed upwards in safety. If this were not so, the deer's back feet would land on a loose rock, then it would slip and meet with a serious injury, perhaps even death. This sense of perfect coordination is not something the deer learns. It is an instinctive ability given to it by its creator. And what God has done for the deer in the natural realm, He is able to do for us in the spiritual realm. Listen to the words of the psalmist. He makes my feet like the feet of the deer. Psalm 18, verse 33. Note the word makes. I find that deeply encouraging. It is not something I have to achieve on my own. It is part, and has part in it too. God has a part in that. God makes that happen. And may I add, God has the biggest part in making it happen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, help us to understand that although You have the biggest part in making my feet like hind's feet, it cannot be accomplished unless I too do my part. Thus, I willingly surrender. We surrender to You and to Your divine purpose. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey guys, for further study on this, look at Isaiah 26, 1 through 4. Psalm 92, 15, Psalm 61, 2, and Matthew 7, 24 through 29. And keep these two questions in mind. What did Isaiah declare? And two, what was Jesus teaching? God bless you guys. I hope you'll continually follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I will see you on the next Trail Ride.